All right. The Grey Cup next month. We finally have a halftime show announcement.
Give it up for the 2021 Billboard Top Rock Artist, Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly, you ready for it? Sounds cliche, but tell me what you wait for me. Baby, I'm a rolling stone. I got a lot of right in me, but I don't want to say this wrong. Tell me what you wait for me. All right, your thoughts?
For Machine Gun Kelly!
Text me 1-877-300-7275. I know on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page. Mixed reaction, some happy, some like, who? Others going, you gotta be kidding me. Man, you can't please anyone when it comes to halftime shows. Bad Bunny, announced for the Super Bowl. Not many went crazy for that one, even though he's an international superstar and drawing an international audience to the NFL, which is the biggest reason they chose him. And Machine Gun Kelly, I have no idea why Grey Cup crew chose him, but I will say this. I don't actually mind him. I saw him a few years ago during the All-Star game at the NHL, and he was performing between periods, and he was great then. Sampled a little there for you of that. But, hey, they're trying to attract a younger audience, too. So here comes the rapper, singer, songwriter. He's an actor occasionally. And what do you think? 1-877-300-7275. Our Lady Peace is going to be the kickoff show. Oh, it's not known if we'll actually see much of that. I guess if we tune in early on Grey Cup Sunday, maybe they'll show a little. But yeah, a little less than a month away now. The Cup, and all the riders have to do to get there is win this West Final on the 8th, and they're in. But of course, we're still in the regular season. The Green and White are back in action tonight. Kickoff at 6 in Winnipeg. Green Zone pregame show starts at 4. Elsewhere, the Elks visit the Lions. BC is 4 points ahead of Edmonton and hoping to break its tie with Calgary for second place in the West. And now we're down to a best of three in the ALCS.
And now it's over. Dominguez strikes him out to finish it off. And the Blue Jays have taken the first two here in Seattle to even up this series at 2 wins apiece.
Pretty remarkable. They scored only 4 runs in the first 2 games of the series, but now they've scored 21 in Seattle to even up the series at 2 games apiece. It's now a best of three, and I don't know if home is advantage right now, judging from what happened in Seattle, but the Jays have captured home field advantage again, too, with Game 5 tonight still in Seattle at 4 o'clock our time. Game 6 on Sunday in Toronto, and if necessary, Game 7 on Monday. But Vladdy having a sensational series.
Guerrero drives the ball the other way. Canzone's going back. He's at the wall. It's gone! Vlad Jr. strikes again with his 5th home run of the postseason.
Yeah, and that gives the Jays a 6-2 lead at that point. They would win 8-2. That's a new record, by the way, for the most home runs in a postseason by a Jays hitter. He's the best hitter in baseball right now. And Max Scherzer, 41 years old, gave quite a performance too. And it was pretty easy to read lips when manager Schneider comes out to yank him in the 5th inning. Old Mad Max was having nothing of it, though. If you listen here, the commentators were even laughing, probably with you at his intensity in his eyes. Sure enough, he stays in. Struck out the next batter and pitched another inning.
Max sure doesn't think he's coming out there to say you get one more hitter.
Scherzer's 1-2 pitch. Curve strikes him out. Max Scherzer defying Father Time.
Yeah, it didn't seem at all like the situation overwhelmed him at all. He was just keeping them off balance, throwing hard. You couldn't have asked for much more than what he gave there. Jay's manager, John Schneider, spoke after the game on that encounter with Mad Max.
Yeah, it was awesome. I thought he was going to kill me. It was great. you know, he locked eyes with me, both colors, as I walked out. And it's not fake. That's the thing. It's not fake. You know, he has this Mad Max persona, but he backed it up tonight. So, you know, the infielders had a good laugh, too, out there, and he got the job done.
It looked like he said to you, yeah, I'm sure, before he said, let's go, and you walk back to the dugout. What did you ask him there?
Well, he started the conversation with, I'm good. And I said, are you sure? You could probably read lips, but I told him to execute. I'm leaving you in. I'm leaving you in to execute. And he did.
He sure did. 8-2 the final. Like I said, it's a best of three now. One more in Seattle tonight, 4 o'clock, and the next two games move back to Toronto. Game 7, if necessary, would be Monday. Well, I have to play New York Groove. My man, Ace Frehley of KISS, 74, passed away after apparently suffering a fall at his home recently. He was then hospitalized, led to complications, suffered a brain bleed, and family, I had to make a tough decision, and Ace is gone at the age of 74. New York Groove, that song was on his solo album. As a kid, 1978, they decide they're all going to put out their solo albums. And sure enough, Ace is the most successful. That song hit the top 20. It sold the most copies over Gene, Paul, and Chris, Peter Chris. Ace Frehley gone at the age of 74, bringing in now Andrew Shepherd from the 980 CJME newsroom. And Shep.
Greg, you're one of the biggest KISS fans I know. How are you doing today?
I'm coping, buddy. I'm coping. Yeah. No, Ace, obviously, yeah. You hate to see some of these, you know. There's so many aging rockers.
It's scary.
Going to start losing eventually here.
I mean, you know, I've been seeing threads online of like, who's going to be like, what's the biggest? Like,
I know.
Paul McCartney?
I know. Well, don't
like,
say it. Don't say
it's
it. No.
Happen.
But we're getting to that point, right? Yeah. Where they're starting to pass on. But yeah, it is kind of sucks for KISS fans here this morning. But certainly, I would pick, you know, as a kid being a KISS fan, my favorite was Gene. And then it was Peter Criss, the drummer.
Yeah.
And then it was Paul, and then it was Ace. I wasn't a huge Spaceman fan, but I was a huge KISS fan.
How many times
Thanks
have you seen them?
Thanks for showing compassion, though, to me. I don't know.
Whole bunch. Lots.
Yeah.
I saw them once. Times. Saw them once in Toronto. Now, Ace wasn't with them then. It was 2009.
Yeah.
And they blew the sound in the ACC.
Did they?
They came out their first song. Halfway through the song, everything cut dead.
Yeah.
And they had their earpieces in. So they were up there totally silent, rocking out, moving back and forth. And the crowd was like, what the heck's going on? Paul Stanley came out and they had to go back and then start the show over.
Yeah. Well, you know, and so many Canadian bands benefited from KISS too, right? Like Rush of course, was an opening
Rush
act.
Fan,
there was that documentary they refer to KISS and Ace being quite the jokester behind the scenes. Lover Boy credits KISS for having, you know, given them the opening slot too before their show. They were pretty large band in the 70s and 80s. Okay. What do you think of Machine Gun Kelly, the halftime show? Are you impressed or what?
It's interesting. I don't know personally a whole lot about. I've heard of him, and I don't know his music. It's not really what I listen to, but looking into him, you know, it seems like he's quite the... he's got a little bit of something for everyone. He's got a wide variety of music. He started as a rapper, and I guess he was in a battle with Eminem, and then he got beaten out of the genre, people say.
He used to do well with Megan Fox, the actress.
Yeah,
I think they had a child.
Maybe she might be in Winnipeg. But then he changed to pop, punk. He did a country
song.
Well,
here's a little mix. Here's a little mix. I'm a wild boy. I'm a wild boy. Lonely road. I really don't.
I'm curious to see, is he going to do a bit of everything, or is he going to do just his new stuff? We'll find out.
You know what? We need energy like that at halftime, because having been to Winnipeg for a Grey Cup many years ago, it's probably one of the coldest
places
on Earth.
He's
going
to have to move around a lot and wear a big coat or something.
Give us lots of flames and energy and warm that place up. And, of course, there you are. How many days running now have you been wearing that Blue Jays jersey? It's starting to stink a little, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, yesterday and today, I had to wear it today. Because
well,
a huge win.
What did you think last night? When you went into that game, were you that confident they were going to win again?
I was fairly confident based on game three because they did well then. So I was hoping, you know, hoping they could tie it up, because if they go down 3-1, then that's such a different game to go down 3-1 or tie it up. They tied it up. Mad Max was unbelievable. I'm still pinching myself thinking I'm watching Max Scherzer
pitch
for the Blue Jays. 41 years old for the ALC in the LCS. I can't believe that he's a Blue Jay and that this is why they got him and it worked. He had a rocky end of the season, let up a lot of runs, home runs, but man, he had a bit of a rocky start. He gave up a home run last night, but then he locked in. It was amazing watching him. I loved it.
All right. But giddy like there's a little schoolboy.
We are two wins away. Two.
Well, there's a lot of Jays fans that are right there with you in the excitement, Shep. Thank you. CJME News Time now is 6:58. Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Greg Morgan. Hope you are ready for a weekend that will turn a little sunnier starting today and tomorrow. Everyone is quite pumped. The Blue Jays won last night. The Riders are on the road to Winnipeg. We've clinched the West, but still giving you an opportunity to see how some of the other players are going to be looking here as a lot of the vets are going to be resting. But I'm ready for the weekend. This short work week, I could get used to this going 4 days like this. And of course, the Grey Cup halftime show announcement has got a lot of people talking. It's Machine Gun Kelly. I'm a wild boy. I'm a wild boy. Lonely road. The American rapper, singer, songwriter, producer, actor, has a musical style of hip-hop, some pop rap, rap rock. He admits to being influenced by Eminem, even though they've feuded on the occasion, too. And he's the guy that was always there on the red carpet with Megan Fox, the actress. I think at one time they were going to get married, but then they called it off, and eventually they even had a child together. But what do you think, Machine Gun Kelly? 1-877-300-7275. Kyle just shared with me he thinks this is exactly what the CFL needs to draw a younger crowd by bringing in today's newer artists. Not one from hundreds of decades ago, Kyle said. Incidentally, they also announced that Our Lady Peace is going to start things off with the kickoff show. Grey Cup is less than a month away, and as I mentioned, the Riders in Winnipeg tonight. Kickoff at 6, Green Zone pregame show will start at 4. Hey, I want to mention last night how I was busy at the Alzheimer's Night to Remember Gala, where I was MC, and we had a blast helping to raise money for the local chapter that supports research, programs that assist caregivers, and so much more. I wanted to share a few moments of my interview backstage with our guest speaker, Scott Bray, who shared a powerful story about having lost his mother, his sister, and his wife to Alzheimer's. He's the reason so many people chose to give last night after he shared his story.
I lost three very dear people to me to dementia. My mother and my sister Kathy at 59 and my wife Carolyn at 62 years old. One of the significant things is with help from support, which you can get through Alzheimer's Society, we were able to keep Carolyn at home. And that was a pretty significant win for her and for my family.
I bet you can relate to a lot of people listening this morning who are presently caregivers and they know they're caregivers, or at a stage where they don't even know they're a caregiver. They're just trying to wrap their head and understand that their loved one right now, they're starting to doubt, have questions. Was that you one time?
Oh, absolutely. There were moments I felt for my loved ones, why aren't you doing better? You can do better than this. And the fact is they can't. And everybody reaches, as a caregiver, reaches that point of doubt. And the important thing is reach out. Yeah. You can only be as good as you are to yourself as well. You want to be a caregiver to your loved one, but you have to do self-care as well. And that means reaching out to Alzheimer's Society of Saskatchewan.
I want to understand who your wife was. Tell me about her.
My wife was my heart, my soul, my everything. She was, professionally, she was a registered nurse for 37 years. She worked in coronary care unit for most of those years. She was, I'm going to say it, she was the best mom ever created. And that includes my mom and her mom. And she just instinctively knew how to care for people. That's why her profession was so central to who and how she was. But, you know, that's where things started to fall off the wagon a little bit, is she was making mistakes at work that were uncharacteristic, and it just defeated her so much. That's when you knew that something was wrong.
Do you remember your last night with your wife?
Mm-hmm. I absolutely do. It was our 37th wedding anniversary, and we had a nice little candlelit dinner at home because dementia had taken so much from us by then. We couldn't go out and celebrate. As I cleared the table, I remembered how vital Carolyn was 37 years prior. I asked her for a dance, and of course dementia had taken her ability to really walk, and it affected her movement and her speech and all of the things that go with the disease. But at the moment, she knew who I was, why it was important, and we swayed gently to the music, and 3 hours later, she passed.
You have had a tragic life, to say the very least, with three losses. But at the same time, you seem very, very happy now. How do you live with your grief?
Support of others. And a faith. Faith is an important element. We have to be good spiritually, physically, and mentally. Those three elements of our lives have to go together. And I've got great support from Carolyn's friends and from my relatives. My daughters are instrumental. And one day Carolyn and I will be reunited again.
I hope that day doesn't come too soon, but I'm sure you will. Here we stand backstage at the Alzheimer Night to Remember Gala. It was nice remembering your family, and thanks for being such a powerful guest speaker, being a part of what we do.
You're absolutely welcome, and I hope you are blessed and stay blessed as well.
Scott Bray. After he spoke, we raised a ton of dough. We had a live auction. We auctioned off a half a dozen awesome prize packages at the gala last night at the Casino Regina Show Lounge. Then we offered an opportunity where anyone in the audience could raise their hand and just give as much as they felt. And first one up, there he was, former mayor Doug Archer, said $5,000. It was matched by KLM, as every other donation was. And some offered $2,500. Others stood and said, here's $500. Many gave $100. And following that live auction and the simple gesture of donating, that took maybe 30 minutes of our program, and we had almost $50,000. And the final tally hasn't been shared with me yet, but just to give you a sense, in a half hour, what we did right there, and there's so much more money incoming, too. Yes, if this is it, she's going out with a bang today. Tamara Cherry filling in all week long for Evan Bray, who returns on Monday. Have you enjoyed your week?
I always enjoy my time here, yeah. Greg. I get to come sit and talk to you every morning.
And you were just gushing yesterday to Jeffrey Straker. A bit of a fan club member,
right? I am totally a fangirl when it comes to Jeffrey Straker. He is just such a delight. That was my hour of delight with Jeffrey Straker and Carmi Levy on.
I heard a little on the replay coming into work here this morning. Nice. And you love your Christmas music. You're not playing it already, do you?
Can I say hell no? Heck no!
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, good. Yeah. You have to wait till after Remembrance Day for
anything
Christmas.
I love Jeffrey Straker Christmas music. Well, Very Prairie Christmas.
You made that evidently clear on my drive to work this morning on the replay. Well, Carney, our Prime Minister Mark Carney's new bill to make bail more difficult is out. What are you thinking? Is it enough here now?
I know that a lot of police officers across the country are going to be happy. I was just in Vancouver last week and meeting with police officers from across the country for the BOLO program's top 25 most wanted fugitives. So many people on that list are people who had committed or allegedly committed crimes when they were on bail for another crime, or they went on the lam when they were serving parole, so serving the rest of their sentence in the community. Law enforcement is fed up. At the same time, though, our provincial jails, many of them across this country, are bursting at the seams, and that is where people often spend time in custody as they're waiting trial. So with more people presumably going to be held for bail or held from bail, kept in custody, I imagine maybe some corrections officers aren't going to be thrilled by this. But RCMP, meanwhile, are getting an injection of cash, getting more officers. So I'm going to be speaking with the head of their union today. And I think that'll be a really interesting conversation because he said in the past, you know, more officers does not necessarily mean safer streets. So he agrees it needs to be a holistic approach, and so we'll have that chat today.
Okay, you're going to dive into that and lighten it up. How are you going to lighten it up today on the show?
By Bugs and Hugs.
Of course you are.
Specifically with the hugs, Greg.
You're all about the hugs?
Of course. Well, you asked me to lighten it up. The bugs don't lighten it up.
You can't. And you got Belton Johnson cooking for you later, so you can't go wrong there.
Yes.
Well, I know you're celebrating Thanksgiving because the family was all mixed up last weekend.
Exactly.
So you're cooking turkey this weekend?
I'm doing a mini turkey. My mom's doing the big one. We have so many people that we need a couple of turkeys. And then I'll also be doing some sweet potato supreme. I'll be doing some pierogies.
Okay.
Maybe an appy or two. I'm excited.
Wow, you're a real bona fide chef there, too.
Well,
nice filling in all week here. Nice having you here.
Nice to be here. Thanks,
Tamara Cherry's back at 8:30.